It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, September 19th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And this is Jade, and I have some Super Bowl halftime music news. What? Already? Yes, already.
And we're going to be talking about why nobody wants to be interviewed anymore. What's up with that? But first, a few of today's music news headlines. The Music Modernization Act has passed the U.S. Senate, headed for the House, and when the House approves the law, as is expected, it'll head to the president's desk for signing. Here's what Senator Lamar Alexander had to say about the legislation.
The most important piece of legislation in a generation to help make sure that songwriters in our country are paid and are paid a fair market value for their work.
Of course, Lamar Alexander has been known to do a little singing himself, so he may have some personal as well as professional interest in this legislation. And there have been disagreements about the bill's specifics. Yesterday we talked about the debate over SiriusXM's position. Mm-hmm. SiriusXM ended up getting most of what they wanted in terms of amendments, so it's moving forward, and the bill as it exists represents a widespread consensus across the music industry.
Yeah, let's get these artists paid.
It is a complicated bill, hard to understand, but very important. So we're hoping to dig into it at greater length in a future episode. A former Spotify executive has sued the streaming service, alleging gender discrimination and equal pay violation.
Yikes, what happened?
Hong Prez says women were left out of, quote, boys' trips on the company's sales team. She cited some other examples of unequal treatment, and she's seeking both compensation for lost wages and damages for emotional distress and humiliation.
Okay, can we just learn if the words boys' club, boys' trip even comes out of your mouth? Maybe think, pause a moment and be like, maybe this is the wrong thing to be doing.
And whether this is her description or the description that the people who were on the trip were using for the trips. Yeah, you're right. Anytime you've got a single gender work trip happening,
Yeah.
Well, Spotify says Prez's claims are, quote, without merit, and that, quote, we do not tolerate discrimination of any kind at any level. It's a new song from Kesha to be featured in an upcoming biopic of the notorious RBG. That's right, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yes. You know, anything that is about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'm all for. I want to see her workout. I want to know what music she's listening to. I'm all in.
I'm not sure if there are any workout scenes in the forthcoming biopic called On the Basis of Sex, but the movie comes out on December 25th, and Kesha shares your admiration of the Supreme Court Justice and then inspired this song called Here Comes the Change.
Here comes.
You didn't know you were waiting for it, but here it is. The first news, sort of speculative news, of who will be playing the halftime show for the 2019 Super Bowl. Jay, do you have any guesses?
I hope it's Bob Dylan. Nobel laureate? Just think how fun that press conference would be where they make him throw the football behind the podium. So that's it, right? It's going to be Bob Dylan. I'm excited. I'm there for it.
Oh, I feel so bad now. Here you go. Here it is. Maroon 5. And please feel free to insert sad trombone sound. You know, nothing against Maroon 5. In fact, I was a huge, huge fan of songs about Jane. I've been known to bump some This Love or She Will Be Loved, pretty much any love song from that album. And I will say, full disclosure, back in 2002, that would be my freshman year at the University of Kansas, I was such a huge fan of the band that I dragged about five of my friends to their show. And there was about 10 people in the audience. And yes, they played mostly covers. And even fuller disclosure, Adam Levine met my friend at that show and they went on to date. It ended just about exactly how you would think it would. With all of that being said, this is kind of a horrible choice.
It's an odd choice for the city of Atlanta, which is known for its thriving hip-hop scene. People were hoping Rihanna, not an Atlanta artist, but nonetheless, someone more relevant to the hip-hop scene than Maroon 5 would be picked.
Well, even Janelle Monáe, she lived in Atlanta, had a big touchstone to that. This is a big year for her. She has a big album. I think that would be an amazing halftime show. Lizzo, a Minnesota artist, has been trying to get the halftime show credit each and every year. That would be fine. How about a St. Vincent halftime show? She would shred on the guitar. It would be reminiscent of Prince. I'd be okay with that. So until then, here's my one consolation. We're still months out. There is still some time for them to change their minds, for Maroon 5 to turn it down.
So this isn't officially confirmed yet.
No, not officially confirmed. This is still speculative, but basically they've been saying the offer has been made. It's been tentatively agreed upon. So I would say we're like 80% there.
When Us Weekly reports that this is going to be it, they tend not to be wrong when it comes to Super Bowl headliners.
But I thought until then, maybe we could all enjoy some quality, good old day Maroon 5, like Sunday morning. Yeah, it's not quite stadium worthy, but you know, it's a good song.
So as the New York Times points out in a really interesting feature that ran today, some of the world's biggest music stars have basically just stopped giving interviews.
Yeah, I've been noticing this more and more. Do they kind of talk about at all the reasoning behind it? Because it's something that I've thought about.
Yes, and it's something that people have been thinking about in light of this Paul McCartney interview. He recently gave a big interview to GQ. That would be the interview where the infamous mutual self-pleasuring, I don't know how you want to put it.
As they say in Seinfeld.
I come home and find my son treating his body like it was an amusement park.
That anecdote came out of Paul McCartney's GQ interview, and people were like, you know what? Artists used to give these big interviews to magazines all the time, and they would share all sorts of juicy details, and you'd get a sense of who they were as a person, and it would be a really interesting read. But the biggest artists these days, like Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Drake, Frank Ocean, they are not down for it. If Beyonce is going to be on the cover of a magazine these days, she might contribute a few words, but probably is not going to sit down for an extended interview. Other stars like Katy Perry and Sia will sit down with their friends for interviews rather than objective journalists. So it is a different era. And in part, it's because magazines are not what they used to be.
Yeah. Well, when you can turn on, you know, any social media and even tweet at Katy Perry and have her perhaps respond to you, or Ariana Grande is somebody who constantly responds to people on Twitter or even shares news on Instagram.
Totally. So, for example, Selena Gomez has recently voiced frustration with an Elle story that she sat down for an interview for. And she said, you know, I didn't really expect this would focus so much on my personal life and not so much on my music. And as you say, Jade, with social media, you can say whatever you want, whenever you want it, directly to your fans and make sure that it's presented and framed the way you want to. So it's understandable that big artists who are maybe going to be especially concerned about any kind of a whoops leading to any kind of a viral story. And if you're Paul McCartney, you probably don't care all that much what tidbit of your interview gets pulled out.
No, you're over it.
It's understandable that people would have increasing reservations. But as the Times points out, there is something that's missing when you don't any longer have stars of this magnitude sitting down for extended interviews that ideally lead to some really revealing conversations. The real viral video to talk about today would be those two guys who are holding the Boston Red Sox banner hostage.
We brought it in the car. We had no idea what it was. It was wrapped up in a brown paper bag. First thing I said, this belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park.
Yeah.
Check it out. It's pretty funny, but there's no music in it. So instead, let's talk about the new video from 2 Chainz.
All right.
He's got a song called Bigger Than You. There's a new video that has him going back to school, performing alongside miniature versions of himself and his collaborators Drake and Quavo, as well as producer Murda Beats.
See, it's worth it just to see some adorable children. Maybe you just need a quick pick-me-up, and cute kids always do that.
It is adorable. There's certainly a cute factor. When it comes to the lyrical content of the song and some of the content of the video, it's not Hot Cheetos and Takis.
Perhaps NSFW.
Could we say it's NSFS? Not safe for school? So after school, you can check out the new video for Bigger Than You by 2 Chainz over at thecurrent.org. Drop off all the game. VIP the lane. And that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Luke Taylor. If you like getting music news in your inbox as well as in your earbuds, you can go over to thecurrent.org/musicnews and sign up to be one of the first to get our about to launch daily newsletter with all these music news stories.
And check back in with us tomorrow, where we'll be talking about Jack White's handmade furniture that perhaps you could own. This bigger than you. This bigger than you. Chain so big.